A reading from Matthew, chapter 28. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What is baptism? In his small catechism, Luther answered this question very simply. Baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined with God's word. He followed up with the question, "Which is that word of God?" and answered, "Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, 'Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.'" What is baptism? The common Greek verb baptizo, from which we get our English baptize and baptism, means to wash with water. It's used in the Gospels concerning washing before dinner, as well as doing the dishes, washing such things as cups and pitchers and bronze pots. It's also used, though, of a special washing, as it is in Matthew 28. This washing, baptism, is commanded by our Lord and is one of his divinely appointed means for making disciples. So then, baptism requires water. Plain, ordinary, everyday water. You can't have a baptism without water. But it's not just plain water, that is, water all by itself. Baptism is water which is included in God's command and combined with God's word. Or we might say, baptism is the application of water together with God's word as he has commanded. It's a washing with water in the name, or it could be said, into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What this means is that, contrary to all appearances, baptism is not just someone pouring or sprinkling or immersing another in water while saying a few words. That may be what it looks like and what it sounds like, but much more is going on in baptism, because baptism involves a command and a promise. God is at work through the water connected with the word. The person who is applying the water and saying, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," ultimately is only God's servant or instrument doing his bidding. It's the bidding of God, his command, that makes baptism special. There are all sorts of religious ceremonies people have come up with and utilized in the history of the world. Just last week, we used one of them as I smeared some palm ashes on your foreheads in the shape of a cross and echoed the words our Lord spoke to Adam, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The imposition of ashes on Ash Wednesday can be traced back 1,000 years to 11th century Rome. Through the centuries, many have found it a meaningful rite at the beginning of Lent. Like baptism, it uses an ordinary thing, in this case, ashes, along with words from Holy Scripture. But there's an enormous difference between the imposition of ashes and so many other religious ceremonies and baptism. Baptism is of divine origin. It comes from God. It has His command. He has put His name on it. And importantly, it includes His gracious promise. Luther underlines this in his large catechism. He writes, "To be baptized in God's name is to be baptized not by men, but by God Himself. Therefore, although it is performed by human hands, baptism is still truly God's own work. From this fact, everyone may readily conclude that baptism is a far higher work than any work performed by a man or even a saint. For what work can we do that is greater than God's work? From this, now, learn a proper understanding of the subject and how to answer the question of what baptism is. It is not mere ordinary water, but water comprehended in God's word and sanctified, that is, made holy by them. So it is nothing other than a divine water. Not that the water itself is nobler than other water, but that God's word and command are added to the water." Understand the difference then. Baptism is a quite different thing from all other water. This is not because of its natural quality, but because something more noble is added here. God Himself stakes His honor, His power, and His might on it. Therefore, baptism is not only natural water, but a divine, heavenly, holy, and blessed water, and whatever other terms we can find to praise it. This is all because of the Word, which is a heavenly, holy Word, which no one can praise enough. For it has and is able to do all that God is and can do. So with Luther we confess, "I believe I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But what is beyond my ability and what is beyond your ability, God does through baptism. Jesus gave baptizing as well as teaching to His apostles as the means by which they were to make disciples, or perhaps more precisely, the means by which He would make disciples through them. It's all about what God and He alone can accomplish. This making disciples cannot be separated from giving salvation." We'll hear much more about this next week when we consider the question, what benefits does baptism give? But Matthew 28:19 already indicates that baptism is a way in which God applies what Jesus did for us men and our salvation, from His incarnation through His perfect life to His innocent suffering and death, and then on to His resurrection. Baptism is a way in which God applies all of this to you and to me. The victory over sin, death, and Satan Jesus won once and for all on the cross became yours It was delivered to you, was made your own, when you were made a disciple, that is, when you were baptized, according to God's command, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now, having been made a disciple through holy baptism, you have all that Jesus had, his own perfect righteousness and innocence. Clothed in Christ through holy baptism, God looks at you now, and he sees his perfect Son, whom he loves, with whom he is well pleased. What is baptism? Baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined with his word. Don't look at the water in baptism and see that it is wet, Luther wrote, but rather that it has with it the word of God. Baptism is a holy, living, heavenly, blessed water because of the word and command of God, which is holy. In baptism, God is at work to give you salvation. Rejoice then. You are his, God's own child. In your baptism, he has saved you. Thank God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.